Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today, the 1st of August, from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V. Just a word of housekeeping before I begin this month. If you are listening to this preaching blog, and did not come through Substack, you might consider going to Substack.com and subscribing to the daily email that comes out announcing the uploading of a new episode. It provides you with that email with all the important links every day when I publish the preaching blog. And of course, it's free. And you can unsubscribe at any time. A special shout out on this August 1st as well to Father Scott Steinkirchner, my IT guru who keeps me up and running. Without his expert help, this probably wouldn't be possible. So thank you, Scott, for all you do for this preaching blog. Today is Saturday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, August 1st, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, for John had said to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet." There are two kinds of prisons. One is built with stone walls, iron bars, and locked doors. The other cannot be seen. It is built from fear, from pride, from resentment, from the desperate need to control how others see us. The strange irony of today's gospel is that the man sitting inside the prison cell is actually the freest person in the story. John the Baptist is imprisoned. Herod is not. Yet who is truly captive? John sleeps in a cell, but his conscience is free. Herod sleeps in a palace, but his soul is chained. Matthew invites us to look beyond appearances. The gospel is never merely about what happens outside of us. It is always revealing what is happening within us. Every character in today's passage represents a movement of the human heart. John represents the heart that belongs completely to God. Herod represents the divided heart. Herodias represents the power of unchecked desires. The crowd represents public opinion, always shifting like the wind. The question the gospel quietly asks each of us is simple. Which heart do I recognize as my own? That question deserves silence before it deserves an answer. Contemplative spirituality teaches us that transformation begins not with changing our behavior, with allowing God to reveal our inner attachments. The great Carmelite mystics insisted that whatever we cling to more tightly than God eventually becomes our prison. The prison may look respectable. It may even look successful, but it is still a prison. Herod had wealth, power, influence, luxury, yet one honest prophet unsettled his entire kingdom. John possessed almost nothing, yet no king could take away the peace that came from belonging completely to God. This is the difference between external security and interior freedom. Many years ago, an elderly spiritual director was asked, "How do I know whether I'm following God or simply following my own desires?" The old priest smiled and poured tea into two cups. He stirred one cup continuously with a spoon. The other he left untouched. After several minutes, he asked, "What do you notice?" The young man replied, "The stirred cup is cloudy. The other has become clear." The priest nodded. "Most people make their biggest decisions while they are stirring the water." Then he added, "God usually speaks after the stirring stops." That is the gift of contemplation. Not escaping life, not withdrawing from responsibility, simply allowing the muddy water inside us to settle. How many of our fears are really stirred water? How many of our resentments? How many of our anxieties? How many of our judgments? We act before we see clearly. Fend before we understand. We speak before we listen. John's courage did not appear overnight. It was born in years of silence, years in the wilderness, years of allowing God's voice to become louder than every other voice. That is why he could stand before Herod without hatred. Notice something remarkable here. John never insults Herod. He never humiliates him. He simply tells him the truth. Truth, spoken without contempt, carries extraordinary power. The saints never confuse courage with aggression. I wonder if Herod ever envied John. Imagine looking into the eyes of someone who possesses nothing, yet fears nothing. The kind of freedom that can be deeply unsettling. Most of us know what it feels like to live with divided hearts. We know what it is like to sense God inviting us one way, while comfort pulls us another. We postpone forgiveness. We postpone generosity. We postpone difficult conversations. We postpone prayer. Not because we reject God, because we are afraid of what surrender might cost. Yet every surrender to Christ creates more room for joy. Every refusal creates another bar on the prison door. A traveler once visited an ancient monastery high in the mountains. He noticed the monks owned almost nothing. Simple clothing, simple meals, simple rooms. Finally asked the abbot, "Where is all your furniture?" The abbot smiled and replied, "Where is yours?" The traveler laughed, "I'm only passing through." The abbot looked gently into his eyes. "So are we." That is one of the deepest truths of the Christian life. We forget that we are pilgrims. We begin furnishing a world that was never meant to be our permanent home. We become anxious, protecting things we cannot keep. We cling to opinions that will not matter in eternity. We defend our image instead of receiving our identity from Christ. John understood something Herod had forgotten. Our life belongs to God, not to public opinion, not to success, not to comfort, not even to survival. When we know that deeply, fear begins losing its grip. Sometimes the prison is not obvious. Sometimes it looks like perfectionism. I must never make a mistake. Sometimes it looks like busyness. If I stop, I'll have to face what's inside me. Sometimes it looks like constant distraction. Sometimes it looks like resentment we've carried for years. Sometimes it looks like an old wound that quietly defines every relationship. Contemplative prayer is not about trying harder. It's about becoming less available. Available enough for Christ to walk through those hidden rooms of our hearts, carrying only one key. Key of mercy. He never forces open a locked door. He waits patiently, lovingly, respectfully, then asks, "May I enter here too?" The saints were not fearless because life was easy. They were fearless because they had already surrendered what mattered most. When nothing belongs to you except Christ, then nothing essential can ever be taken away. That is why martyrs often radiated peace. It's not extraordinary bravery. It was extraordinary trust. They had already died to themselves long before they faced physical death. That invitation belongs to every Christian. Not necessarily martyrs by blood, but martyrs by love. Dying each day to the ego, to pride, to resentment, to the illusion that we are in control. Every small death makes room for a greater resurrection. This week, let's spend 10 minutes each day in silence. Do not come to prayer with many words. Simply sit before the Lord, breathe slowly, repeat quietly, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Then ask, "Lord, where am I not free?" Don't rush to answer. Allow the question to echo. Perhaps an image will arise, perhaps a memory or a relationship, perhaps nothing at all. Trust that God is already working beneath your awareness. Then ask one final question. Jesus, what is the next small step towards freedom? Not the whole journey, only the next faithful step. God rarely overwhelms us with the entire path. He simply gives enough light for today's obedience. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you entered our world not to build prisons, but to open them. You came to release every captive heart, to loosen every chain of fear, to heal every hidden wound, to restore every soul to freedom. Like John the Baptist, give us the courage to live honestly before you. We are tempted to compromise. Strengthen us. When we are afraid, steady us. When our hearts become divided, gather us back into your peace. Teach us that silence is not empty, but full of your presence. Teach us that surrender is not loss, but the doorway to joy. When we discover places within ourselves that still need healing, help us welcome you there without fear. May we leave this place a little less imprisoned by ourselves and a little more captivated by your love. For where your spirit is, there is freedom. Freedom is, there you are. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and to return here each day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe.